Hello, it's the 16th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Leighton Buzzard man has been imprisoned after his former sexual crimes were uncovered. 65-year-old Peter Crane, a former army soldier who served in Germany and Belfast, was found guilty of four offences. Indecency on a boy aged 8 to 10 in the early to mid-1970s, indecent assault with the same boy aged 8 to 10, indecent assault to a girl aged between 3 and 8 on at least 10 occasions, and indecency with a girl aged 3 to 8 in the mid-80s and early 90s. Crane, who denies his involvement, has been sentenced to 9 years in prison and must be registered for life as a sexual offender upon his release. This Saturday, Thameslink train service will be limited between Luton and Bedford as overhead line equipment used to power some south of Bedford trains are upgraded by Network Rail. Buses will completely replace Thameslink trains on Sunday. The Mission Aviation Fellowship, which became the largest global humanitarian airline, was set up 75 years ago by Jack Hemmings and Stuart King to commemorate what would have been Mr. King's 100th birthday and to raise funds for the MAF. Mr. Hemmings, the 100-year-old former RAF squadron leader, will pilot a Wooden Miles Gemini aircraft from Bedford's Shuttleworth Airfield on the 19th of March. The Reverend Jill Burrow-Jones of St. George the Mitre Church in Milton Keynes took to social media following poor service from a fuel company. Her now viral post described her church without heat. A special fuel delivery from Bedford Fuels has now returned warmth to that congregation. That's all today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.